and welcome to the Kimberley IT podcast, episode 106 with Carl and his new haircut.
That's right.
Did you have fun? As my AI on Google Chat suggested you should have.
What, having my haircut? No, it wasn't very exciting. But they didn't talk to me, which was good. I enjoyed that. It's quiet.
That's good, yeah. Well, my hairdresser always chats to me.
Didn't want to have to make small talk. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I have to make small talk, and the good way of doing that is a Google Voice, which is what we're talking about today.
Indeed. Very good segue that, James. Excellent. Well done.
Best one I think I've done in 106 episodes.
Well, it's a segue anyway. Let's put it like that.
So we're talking about the benefits of using Google Voice, especially if you're using Google Workspace. Well, you have to use Google Workspace to get Google Voice in the first place.
That's a good point to start off with. Yeah, if you want to use Google Voice, you do need to use Google Workspace.
So for people who don't know what Google Voice is, it's the integrated voice over internet protocol, or VoIP, telephone solution. So it's a telephone system.
It is a telephone system built into Google, yes.
The interesting thing with Google Voice, Carl, it's been around for well over a decade, initially as a consumer product only in the United States.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that when we first spotted it, and you went, oh, no, it's been around for ages, Carl. It's been a United States product, and it's been solely consumer-based, and actually it's been fairly popular in the States for people.
I think it's about 24 months that it's now been available globally on Google Workspace.
Yeah, we've got quite a few clients who've taken it on, and generally they like it. You know, for those that make phone calls and stuff like that, they like it.
It's like all Google Workspace in that it gets new features added to it every so often.
True, it does.
It hasn't had a feature drop for a while now, but it has had some features added to it, and there's more stuff in the roadmap coming.
Yeah, I tell you what I like about it, because I've been around a long time in the world of IT. It's very simple to set up and change, because people do things like, can I have a different phone number? I've got a new starter. Can I have a phone number that answers for this part of the business and goes to these five people? You used to want to do that, right, with an old-fashioned phone system, whether it was in your office or whether it was one of the VoIP cloud phone systems. It's still hard work to do, right? But this is dead easy to do in the admin panel. It's really quite straightforward.
I can't remember the
first time I've ever seen that in a phone system.
I can't remember the name of the program, but there used to be a program that you'd installed locally on a PC, and you'd have that connected into your telephone line. So it'd go through there, and then you'd have all your menus running off that PC, and it would direct the calls elsewhere. It's really complicated and
old-fashioned. Loads of them used to be like that, James. Your PC would run the voicemail and the auto attendant. You couldn't record your auto attendant unless you had to record it in like a type of WAV file. Oh, it was really hard work. I mean, no one was going to do it. You had to have tech support to do it. You weren't going to do it on your own. And this is totally different.
Yeah, so Google Voice, it's essentially a software-based phone. You have access to it inside your Gmail. So on the right-hand side, where you have access to calendar, your notes, your tasks, you also have a link there to access Google Voice directly from inside Gmail.
I tend to answer it from that, to be honest with you.
I do as well. I do. You've also got the Voice website, voice.google.com, which you have a few more settings that you have access to, a bit more deeper settings on that. But generally, you don't really use that site. It's through Gmail or the mobile phone Google Voice app.
Yeah, I will. If I'm sat at my desk, I will dial from voice.google.com. Just a habit. I guess I like the big screen interface for it. I'll answer it usually when it rings in Gmail, because I'm not making a phone call, so it rings, I answer it there. And yeah, if I'm out and about, of course, I've got it on my phone.
I'll be honest, I rarely use it, but when I do use it, it is from inside Gmail that I use it on the desktop.
Yeah.
And normally I'll use it if I'm in a chat with somebody, and it's just a bit, you know, how sometimes when you're in an instant message chat, it's just like, I can explain it in this chat, but it's going to take much longer. So let's have a video call. Ideally, and if they're not around for a video call or they're out and about, then I'll give them a call via Google Voice from Gmail, from inside Gmail.
The one thing it's done for me is it's cut out the amount of junk calls. I used to get so many rubbish phone calls in previous business, and I don't get any now because there's two settings for that. There's the spam filter setting that's really good. That's the you've been involved in a car crash. Did you know you could claim?
If you know how good Gmail's... Gmail spam filter is blocking email spam.
Yes.
This is how good it is on Google Voice.
I never get any of those phone calls. And I put my phone number out there. It's not like my phone number's hidden. It's on LinkedIn and stuff. So it's on the internet for people to scrape and take. I don't get any of that junk. If I do get a phone call, and let's say I bought a couple of laptops, and then the company tries to follow up to sell me some of the stuff they always do.
What is that? Is that Office 365?
They do that with text, actually. They usually follow up for a warranty or something to see how I am and the warranty. I've got it set on my Google Voice. So you have to say who you are before I answer the phone. So I can answer the phone and then you have to say who you are. And I press one, whether I want to speak to you or not. And I love that feature. I love that feature because it means I can screen the call and I'm not going to want to speak to most people.
And Google Voice essentially is a cold caller's nightmare.
Yeah,
there's just no way to get through to the person you want to get through. You're trying to flog some junk at.
The only benefit you could give to the cold caller on that situation, James, is that if you cold call someone on Google Voice and you do get through, they might actually want to talk to you because they actually let you in.
More valuable lead.
Yes, a more valuable lead because, you know, they've had to go through a couple of hurdles that you've allowed, so they've got through. Of course, that is if you enable the setting. Both of those settings are not, I don't think, are a default. You have to switch them on.
So, but normally you use the soft-based phone, but they do have some hardware phones done by Logitech. Which company is it now? It's a really well-known company that makes lots of phones that our memory's gone blank.
I'm sure it's a Polycom phone.
Yeah, it's Poly, that's the one.
Yeah.
And we've only ever had to order that once for an ex-client who insisted on having desktop phones.
Yeah, if you're insistent on a desktop phone, it is kind of cool because you pre-order the phone and then you configure the Google Voice admin panel with what's called the MAC address, the media access control address off
and
the phone.
And you can do that via Google Sheets as well, so you can do a mass import.
Yeah. And then you could send the phone directly to the person at home or their office in a box, and all they got to do is plug it in. And as soon as it connects to the internet, bang, it's actually configured and online, which if you're distributing a lot of phones out or you're changing stuff up, it's really very helpful that. Again, it's a bit old school because there's kind of no need now to do that, but some people just love a phone.
Do you know one of the coolest features of Google Voice is the auto-attendant? So as you mentioned a bit earlier on, in the past, or in most telephone systems now, for your auto attendant, you have to get someone in the office to record their voice into a WAV file, upload it to the system.
Yep.
With auto attendant in Google Voice, it's text to, what do you say, text to speech? So you type in the message you want. You then pick if you want it to be male or female, and then some different tones. You can pick the speed that they talk at and all that kind of stuff. And it will basically announce what you've typed in such good pronunciation that you wouldn't actually know in some cases that that's essentially a computer reading a script to you that's been typed in.
It's almost exactly the same as the voices that you text to a voice you get on TikTok. I quite like that feature in TikTok. A lot
it's
of
better than that. That.
It's a better human voice because I think the TikTok voices are sort of deliberately meant to be certain styles of computerized voicing. But you can type in anything that you want and the voice will just read it. It's not going to struggle with it.
You can upload WAV files if you want it, but it's kind of pointless because you can do it so quickly, much, much quickly, typing the message in and just getting the computer to say it. And it's such good quality that no one will know the difference that you should do it that way because you can then quickly change your announcements, change your messages on the fly, really, which you can't do if you're recording a WAV because if you're doing it with a human person, you've got to wait for that person to be free to record it and then upload it.
Yeah, now one of the things I used to see with telephone system was people would buy a telephone system, whether it was a physical one or a cloud-based system, but they would have to buy a support contract with it. One, because there'd be a length of term over the contract to the phone system, and if it was an unscrupulous company, it'd be 7 years or something stupid like that. Number two, you had to get the tech support people to upload the change in the auto attendant or to configure it because it was so complicated you weren't going to be able to do it without learning this great big system that you're not going to learn as the consumer. And the difference with the Google Voice system is that you really can go in the admin panel and do this yourself if you're you just think, I'll have a go at this. It's not that hard. You could work it out. Now, our customers do come to us to do it because they're already with us for support. So they ask us to make some changes. But to be honest with you, compared with asking you to change some other stuff in the admin panel, it's not complicated compared to if I asked you to configure a certain setting in Chrome devices. That might be a bit trickier for you. But to go into Google Voice and set up a main auto attendant, add a couple of numbers and give them to users, most people could work that out for themselves.
Talking about contracts, there's no contract on Google Voice.
Yes, you I know. That's a big factor.
Add and remove users monthly.
Yep.
We generally have people on the standard plan, which is roughly around £15 per user per month.
Yep.
And that gives them totally unlimited calls. There's actually, previously, it was one pence per minute. To on calls, it's totally free now to calls anywhere in Europe, and also the United States is also totally free to call.
Yeah, it's caught right up, hasn't it, with all the other packages that you might buy. Other competitors like 3CX and stuff have done like free. You know, it's this much per month, and you get free calls. Well, Google have now sort of gone on board with that too.
Well, they've gone further. because with 3CX and all that stuff, I believe you still buy minutes packages per month. How many minutes you have free per month?
You know, well, I'll be honest and say I don't know exactly. So maybe it is something like that. I don't
Google
know.
Voices, there's no limit on the amount of minutes, and it is totally free telephone calls.
It's an absolute no-brainer, really. If you, if you're fully in with Google Workspace, then you just get, next time your phone system's up for it, just get rid of it, and you get Google Voice. You use your mobile phone, give yourself a headset if you need to, or a phone if you really want one. You just do not need to buy a phone system.
We've only ever come across two problems with Google Voice, and that was people who had outdated routers that were struggling to handle the traffic.
Yeah, that was an office. If you've got relatively slow broadband, let's say you do a download speed test and you're getting under 8 meg download or something, and then you also realize, you know what, I've had this for 4 years and not changed any of the equipment. You're a bit out of date and your system's slow. You might have one or two problems if you've got maybe 5-6 people in that office. But if they're all work from home people and there's only one person per home, you won't have any problems.
And the solution for that office anyway was just to swap the router out, because it was the router that was too dated and too slow.
Yes.
Because the one thing you have to remember when you're doing a telephone call is that is quite a sort of bandwidth intensive operation, because it's real time. So
it's not bandwidth, it's latency.
Which is
the time it takes for the information to go back and forwards between you. If it's not fast enough, you're going to end up with which is called jitter in tech terms, broken down.
You can't afford any of those dropouts on a video. Video call can handle it better than a telephone call. So on a Google Voice call, you don't want those dropouts. But again, it's rare, and it's more likely to do with
The reason for that is that video will use TCP, yeah, and voice calls use UDP, and UDP doesn't have a three-way handshake. And anyway, that's getting way too tech.
Hey, yeah.
James is right. You would think that video would be worse because it's sending a picture, but the way that it works, it's actually better than voice, which doesn't send the picture.
Yeah. And with Google Voice, you've got all the standard features like ring groups, which are where you can have a group of people into a group, and then when the call goes through, you can even have it so all the phones ring simultaneously around Robin, where it rings people in individually and then moves on to the next one.
Yeah, everyone else calls them hunt groups.
Yeah, hunt groups.
We've decided to call them groups.
Or have a priority order, so it always rings in a certain order. And that's useful if you have a gatekeeper and you always want the phone call to go, say, through to the reception in the office, that then if no one picks up from the reception, you may want it to move on to somebody else. So you can do priority orders on that as well.
Yeah, and you can also create some custom rules now that says, if this person from my contacts calls me, then do this, then divert to voicemail or forward it to this mobile. You can do some quite kind of nifty little things now if you're into taking phone calls a lot.
And for anyone who doesn't know what auto attendants are that we've been speaking about, it's where you press 1, press 2, press 3 for certain areas of the business, so you can guide the call through to the right people that need it. And again, it's got number porting, don't forget. So your existing telephone numbers can be ported into Google Voice. So you don't lose those numbers. Those numbers will remain and just become part of your Google Voice setup.
Yeah, that's often asked questions. Can I bring my number with you? And of course, yeah, you totally can. Ofcom say you can. And sometimes that can be a fun process to do, but it's definitely doable because we've done it.
And because it's VoIP, you can actually pick the area code that you want for your phone number. So if you do want to make it look like you've got a presence in central London, you could go and get yourself a London phone number, or if you've set likewise Edinburgh or anywhere globally, actually, you can go and generate a number and make it look like you're coming from there.
Yep, that's right. You can. Yep.
And generating new numbers is pretty much on the fly. So if you've got someone who's just started your business, they can have a license applied to them almost immediately, and a telephone number will generally be generated in around 20 minutes. Most you'll have to wait up to about 48 hours, but generally in 20 minutes, you can have a new number for that person. They're up and ready and to go, Google Voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we've rounded up nicely there, Google Voice. Unless you've got anything else to add there, Carl?
I don't think there is, other than it's really good. Yeah, it's a really good system. And if I say you're using Google Workspace, you should move your phone system to it.
Yeah, no brainer. There's absolutely no point in having a different system, separate system.
No, it's just nonsensical because it's just all integrated.
Exactly, like the emails that come through when you've got a voicemail and stuff like that, or just come through automatically. You get
the same login that your Google login that's secured, is so your phone system access is actually secured by two-factor authentication, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And the biggest selling point out of that lot as well is that it's constantly getting new features. While most VoIP telephone systems stay static, you're normally signed up to a 3 to 5 year contract, and you basically won't get any new features at all between those 3 to 5 years. While with Google Voice, you've got no contract, you're getting new features added all the time.
Yeah, I mean, lest we go into the detail of the unscrupulous behavior of most telecom providers, and I'm not talking Vodafone and O2 here, I'm talking the small companies that cell phone systems look after them. Cowboys to a mark, a lot of them.
Yeah, basically, if you look down at your contract now and you see that you're on a five-year contract, you have been done over.
Yeah, definitely. If you've got a phone system and you're on a 5 or 7 year contract, I'm sorry, you were had. Sorry about that. They definitely took you for a ride there.
So when that comes near to the end, look at moving to Google Voice and don't get screwed again.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll round it up now then. And yes. In a week's time, we've got our next podcast, which is going to be why you should not slack on training of your team. Why training is important, Kyle. But everyone slacks on it. So come back in a week's time if you want to find out why you should be training your team up on using computers.
And yeah, well, I think you should, yeah.
Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.